Hi, this is the Todd Wright Toddcast. We're going to be talking about a quarterback name I think you should be paying particular attention to over the next week or so. It's a name I've talked about in the past. I feel based on a lack of evidence to the contrary, my thought for months remains the same as to this quarterback having a new destination, a new team to play for, and we may know something about how more than where in the next week or so. We'll talk about that. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford. I went through the car buying experience at Bill Curry Ford late in 2021. I had a 2014 Ford Focus with 100,000 miles on it that I wanted to trade in. Ultimately, I traded it in for a 2018 Ford Escape with 40,000 miles on it. I had options for, say, a new Ford Bronco. I had options for makes and models that were not Ford, that were existing inventory on Sean Sullivan's lot. I went with the 2018 Ford Escape. It looked great. It ran great. It's been great for me. And we're almost 18 months later now. That car buying experience is the one I tell you about because I enjoyed it and I can recommend it to you because I sat across a desk from Sean Sullivan, the general manager of Bill Curry Ford, plays in the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Leagues, writes the checks for our league winners, and a podcaster on JoeBucksFan.com. And I can get you in front of the general manager of Bill Curry Ford. And the way you do that is by contacting Grace Thomas at the dealership and telling her you're a listener of mine. And like Todd Wright, you want the same car buying experience, whether you have a trade or not. Whether you're looking for a new Ford, a pre-owned Ford, or a make and model of Bill Curry Ford's non-Ford inventory, which is on that lot. Grace Thomas can get you that face-to-face with Sean Sullivan. And trust me, he will get it done if you want to get in a new vehicle at Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Brandon Legal Group is your full-service law firm. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. Full service can mean many things. It can mean divorce. It can mean post-judgment. It can mean family law. To find out if it means what you need it to mean for your specific legal reason, it costs you nothing. You can receive a free consultation by simply requesting one at brandonlegalgroup.com, or if you prefer to call to ask for it, you can do that at 844-4BLG-4ME. Jeremy from brandonlegalgroup.com was a huge help once again at a recent Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. Jeremy plays in a number of those events, but the last 2 years he has helped me as I need a handful of people to pull off the aggressive format that is the good versus evil tournament that everyone seems to really, really enjoy. It's more work than any other tournament we do annually, but the positive response is certainly worth the squeeze. Thank you, Jeremy, for that. Jeremy and Brandon Legal Group will be playing in the upcoming Todd Wright Tour XLI, which will be the 2023 Todd Wright Tour Championship at Plantation Palms Golf Club on the first Saturday of April. For golf information, you can play in this event. Just need to reach out to me, toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you, Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. So again, my email for golf purposes, and all of our events are open to the public, regardless of where we play. We have a very good group. We'd love for you to join us. There's no requirement to play in any event. We have some people that play in every event. We have some that play in one event a year. We have some that play in anywhere from one to all the events per year. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. Reach out, ask me questions. We'd love to have you join us for our annual major championship, our Masters-inspired event. The prizes I give away at this next tournament will be among the best I've ever given away. First Saturday of April, Plantation Palms Golf Club, ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. It's a unique 27-hole event. And you're saying, well, wait a minute. I've been to Plantation Palms. How are you doing 27 holes? Why don't you write me? And I'll tell you. Write.todd@yahoo.com is the email for podcast purposes. Amidst talk about quarterback movement, most of it has centered on Aaron Rodgers and Derek Carr. For the next week plus, at least leading up to March 7th, my focus is solely on a name that I talked about before the 2022 season ever began. And that name is Lamar Jackson. I was on record on this podcast and to anyone else who would listen to me that once Lamar Jackson turned down whatever that big money, 150 plus million, whatever it was, we don't know anything about that deal other than it was either 150 million or more. We don't know the years. We don't know the things that were in the deal, partially because Lamar Jackson represents himself, so there's no agent to ask about it, and the Ravens didn't disclose any details about it. But since Jackson turned down whatever that deal was, I have felt very strongly the Ravens had made the decision to, as discreetly and professionally as possible, move on after the 2022 season from Lamar Jackson and run a more traditional offense with a different quarterback as the focus going forward to try to become a Super Bowl contender again, something they have not been with Lamar Jackson as their starting quarterback. So since I said that before the 2022 season, nothing's changed. The Ravens have not offered another contract. Lamar Jackson has not hired an agent. Lamar Jackson has not agreed to terms. Lamar Jackson did nothing special in the 2022 season. He went 8-4 in the 12 games he started, exact number of games he started in 2021. In 2021, he went 7-5. He threw for less yardage in the 12 games he started in 2022. He hasn't thrown for more than 3,000 yards since 2019. In 2021, he threw just 16 touchdowns in those 12 games. In 2022, he threw just 17 touchdowns. His interceptions went down. He had 13 interceptions in 2021. He had only 7 in 2022. However, his passing yard average per completion went down to its lowest ever in 2022 at 6.9. His rushing yards went down 3 yards. Attempts went down 21 yards. He only ran for 2 touchdowns in 2021, none after week 2. He ran for all of 3 touchdowns in 2022. After taking an enormous amount of sacks, 38 in 2021, in the same number of games, he took 26 sacks in 2022. Still bad. Fumbled 5 times like he had fumbled 6 times. He's fumbled 42 times in his National Football League career. He's lost 15 of those fumbles. And because of a lack of health, and some disputed whether or not Lamar should have suited up and played in the Ravens playoff game against the Cincinnati Bengals, Lamar Jackson still has one playoff win to his credit, despite the Ravens going to the playoffs in 4 of the 5 years he has been a starting quarterback. So I'm not backing down from what I said prior to the 2022 season, and at this point I'm willing to invest more in what I said. And I'm watching very closely over the next week or so, because the window to tag players as franchise players for your organization just opened. And it will be open until, I believe, 4 p.m. on March 7th. And a scenario, I'm not saying this is the scenario, but a scenario that would open the door for Lamar Jackson to essentially just leave the Ravens organization would be the Ravens opening that door and tagging him as a non-exclusive franchise player for 2023. By doing so, if Jackson agrees to play under that tag with the Ravens, it's worth roughly $32-33 million to him. The exclusive franchise tag is worth almost $45 million to him. So the Ravens can not throw a $45 million tag out there and can basically say to Lamar Jackson, if you'd like to negotiate with another team, you now have the right to do so, because the non-exclusive franchise tag allows players to do that at any position. It is not often used, especially at the quarterback position. I think it could be used here. And if it is, Lamar Jackson then has the right, once the non-exclusive franchise tag is put on him, to talk to other teams. And if some other team says, you're our guy, we want you to be the face of our franchise. You're 26 years old. You're MVP material. They blow all the smoke up his ass that he needs to hear, and they throw more guaranteed money and a better contract at him than the Ravens did at the start of the 2022 season that Lamar turned down. And in that scenario, if Lamar signs that offer sheet, however you want to phrase it, signs the deal, offer sheet contract, the Ravens then have 7 days to match. If the Ravens don't match, Lamar gets the deal he signed, where he signed it, and the Ravens get two number one draft picks in exchange. The Ravens general manager loves to refer to draft picks as lottery tickets. That would be a couple of really nice lottery tickets for him to have in the next couple of seasons. This is a way the Ravens get away from Lamar Jackson without really doing too much tangibly. They just put the non-exclusive franchise tag on him. They either don't comment on it or simply talk about, I mean, it's a $12 million hedge, but they may want the two first-round draft picks instead. And they're saying, well, isn't Lamar worth more than that? Maybe, but this is a simple way for the Ravens to get this done. And two number ones can be very valuable. Now, I don't think a quarterback needy team like, say, the Houston Texans or the Carolina Panthers with higher draft picks, and I'd probably put the Indianapolis Colts in here, would do something like this. That draft pick that high is too valuable. And this is less a podcast on where he's going to go, but more that, remember I told you before the 2022 season, I said, I think the Ravens, from an organizational standpoint, have made the decision, we're not going down the Deshaun Watson route, tying ourselves to this, to Lamar Jackson, at that amount of money for the next 5 years. We're not doing it. We're not doing what Arizona did with Kyler Murray either. We're not a Super Bowl contender with Lamar Jackson. We may feel his best years are behind him. We may feel we've coached him up as much as he can be coached up. We may feel we can attract better offensive free agents if Lamar Jackson isn't our quarterback. We just brought in the offensive coordinator from the two-time national champion Georgia Bulldogs, and he's not running an offense for Lamar Jackson. He's running his offense because it works. That's what, there's just so much here that has told me for a while. The Ravens don't want Lamar Jackson going forward. Now, the bridge here is you just go 1 year. You don't negotiate the long-term deal. But at this point, why would you even want to go one more year? Don't you want to get it over with? Because let's say they put the non-exclusive franchise tag on Jackson. And I'm going to just throw out three teams, and I don't have a lot to go on here. Falcons, Commanders, Saints. There are three teams that could be in play here that don't have franchise quarterbacks, that may or may not have an interest, that don't have really high draft picks in this upcoming draft where they would have to give that one up early in the first round. So let's say Lamar negotiates with Atlanta, Washington, New Orleans, or whomever. Gets his ego stroked, is told all the things he wants to hear, sees all the things in the contract that he wanted that the Ravens didn't offer him before 2022, sees those dollar figures, sees that guaranteed money of, I don't know, upwards of $200 million. And he says, yeah, this is for me. The Ravens aren't going to match that. They're going to take the picks. But then you're saying, what are the Ravens going to do at quarterback? They still have Tyler Huntley. He's a restricted free agent, and also in the next week plus, they will tender Huntley, and the tender should be good enough where Huntley wants to stay. I'm not implying the Ravens are a Super Bowl contender with Huntley. I'm not buying into the Huntley name to the Pro Bowl. None of that. Huntley nearly won the Ravens a playoff game against the Bengals. I know the how he did the sneak on the 1 yard line is going to stick with him for a long time. But he was that close to winning the exact number of playoff games that Lamar Jackson had won with the Ravens. This is more about the Ravens cutting ties with Lamar Jackson so they can move forward and run a more traditional offense that they don't feel that they never ran with Lamar Jackson, and they don't feel he can be coached up to run, even though he's been in the NFL for 5 years. Huntley could be a bridge quarterback to someone else. They could jump into the free agent market with those two number one picks. They could make a draft selection with one of them this year, one of them next year. They have their pick this year. They could move up. I'm not particularly enthralled with this year's draft class. Bryce Young, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. The other three, no. I don't want anything to do with the other three that are projected to go in the first round. But maybe the Ravens do. But Huntley likely will still be there. And then they are a destination because of the stability of John Harbaugh. The fact that Todd Monken is coming off two national titles at Georgia. And they might be more of a destination for offensive free agents because no wide receivers wanted to stay or play with Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. Keep an eye on this franchise tag window through March 7th. A way the Ravens can get away from Lamar Jackson and just walk away with two number one picks and move forward with Huntley and potentially someone else and totally change their offense back to a more traditional offense is to put the non-exclusive franchise tag on Lamar Jackson, because I think Lamar Jackson's going to bite. And he's going to sign a big offer with some other team. And then the Ravens just have to let 7 days expire. And that's the end of the Lamar Jackson era in Baltimore. And the Ravens move on. We'll see. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford and Brandon Legal Group. My email is wright.todd@yahoo.com. If you want to play in my upcoming 2023 Todd Wright Tour Championship Golf Tournament on April 1, email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com.